Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. That's our passage today. Let me read the passage and then make a few comments. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Jesus is the believer's source of life. It is through his death on the cross that our sins are forgiven. It is through his perfect life that we are clothed with righteousness. It is because of Jesus, and only because of Jesus, that the Father declares us not guilty. Jesus is the believer's source of life. He is the vine rooted in perfection, power, and position at the right hand of God the Father. It is his Spirit that lives in us, giving us all we need to do whatever he's calling us to do. He is our strength to resist temptation. Through him, we can experience the fruit of obedience. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Jesus is the believer's source of life. Say his name. Sing his praise. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how thankful you are for his work on the cross. Tell him your struggles and ask him for his strength. Tell him your troubles and ask him for his comfort. Tell him your fears and ask him for his peace. You are connected to the source. Live each day in his eternal power. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my source of life. I pray that you will keep your name on my lips and in my heart. And I pray in your name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray with you here at The Journey, just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.